from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, those things just take time when you're talking about the amount of money involved. And, of course, we're trying to play Houdini and how to keep all these guys around Dak and keep these players we were fortunate enough to draft. And, you know, when you start stacking them up like that, you know, it's a challenge. It's not that it's not doable, but you certainly got to, you know, have some give and take.
That is Stephen Jones, president of the Cowboys, said it would have to be a bit of a Houdini to keep all the stars around Dak Prescott. Dak, by the way, needs a contract too. And he's referring to CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons. We got in this for only like a minute at the end of the 8 o'clock hour. Is it so easy? How difficult a question is this? If you're the Bills, if you're Brandon Bean, and you've got all this potential cap space that could become available to you next offseason, like they're set up pretty well for the 2025 offseason.
2026, they have $58 million.
Okay, even better the year after.
So it gets...
Well, usually these big contracts, too, year one is smaller. So the years you want to worry about the big, big money is after that anyway. If you're the Bills, if you're Brandon Bean, and you are, all right, little bit of a reset year, we're going to do the best we can. We might win, but we're not going all in on any big name right now because we got more assets to do something like that next year, when there could be better ideas available than just Brandon Ayuk, who isn't that it right now? Like, impact player you could get your hands on right now, Brandon Ayuk feels like the only one in the league. Next offseason, there could be a dozen. Who knows? If you're Brandon Bean and your eyes are set on next offseason to do something big, who of those two are you hoping becomes available enough that you could court? Micah Parsons, CeeDee Lamb? Because that sounded to me like someone that is not all that sure that they're going to lock up both of those players. It's nuts to me that they wouldn't. But Lamb or Parsons? You get your hands on one of them.
If I'm being honest, it feels like if the Cowboys are just, based on what I know about how the first negotiations with Dak went, it would feel like they'd first move on from Dak, then move on from CeeDee.
Sounds like is they're talking like Dak's staying, and then they're picking between their other stars for who to keep around him. Right?
If I was the Bills and I had the ability to negotiate with either of those players and set the market, which is likely what you'd have to do for either player, is set the market. Give me Parsons all day. I know everyone would love to have that number one receiver.
The Lamb Bills are with drafting Allen in the 20s. Would be incredible.
The Bills drafting in the 20s. You can find yourself a very good wide receiver there. I don't know that you'll ever be able to get your hands drafting in the 20s on the type of elite talent that Micah Parsons is.
He did go well. He was like 12th.
And there was
a little earlier. It also, I think it's going to be hard for me to say no to the receiver in this situation always, but what would the Bills want to do? The Bills have been trying since Brandon Bean got here.
Defensive end.
To find the elite number one pass rusher.
Yep.
And they had it for, of the, how many seasons has Brandon Bean been here? 2017 to right now?
This is his seventh year, right?
Seventh year?
Eighth year.
We're talking like 100 games probably.
Yeah.
That they've played. Maybe more than that because of playoff games too, right? Like more than 100 games. They've had the number one pass rusher they've wanted for 8 of them.
Yeah.
Half a year with Von Miller.
Yep.
They have been desperately trying to find this guy every other year. The money they've spent, the picks they've spent, they've been desperately trying to find this guy. And man, I wonder how not desperate, but how much they'd really want to do this.
Parsons,
if the Cowboys somehow let him become available. Parsons, by the way, you prepare yourself. The money that's starting to get thrown around now to the premier non-quarterback positions.
You're looking at 40.
I think $40 million a year for his next contract.
Yeah.
I don't think that's crazy at all.
And here's the thing, though. He's 25 years old. This is his age 25 season. He's got one more year. He's got his fifth year option next year, correct?
Yes, I think that's right, but let me just double check real quick.
He won't be a free agent until 2027.
I believe this is his fourth year.
So You've got next year, 2025.
Yep.
Fifth year option year. And then a tag year. He would get tagged. He might get tagged twice.
And Dallas has done that with Dak. He'll
tag him next year. Yep. So that means by 2027, he's available. And at that point, he's in his age 27 season. 28 season. He's in his age.
Remember, though, the Bills gave a $100 million contract to a 33-year-old.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So age wouldn't get in the way for them.
And I wonder,
at that point, we're talking about it so far in the future. It's like I don't want to care about it.
I wonder if, you know, your Parsons camp, if you say, he'll have a lot. I think Parsons might have the most leverage of any defensive player that's going to be able to negotiate a contract. He might say, if we can't get this locked up by the time next year starts, trade me. Get what you can for me. Trade me. We're not, I won't play under attack. And you'll waste your time.
So right now, maybe we were a little early on $40 million. Maybe by the time he would sign in a couple years, he would. The highest paid, no, maybe not. The highest, there's one guy that's above $30 million right now.
Or is it TJ Watt?
Nick Bosa.
Oh, that's right.
$34 million per year.
Yep. Oh, yeah, it'll be 40.
Next is Joshua Hines Allen. Remember, Josh Allen.
Yep.
Through the Hines in there. $28 million. Brian Burns, $28 million. TJ Watt, $28 million. Miles Garrett, $25 million. Those are the top
Miles
guys.
Garrett's on a discount right now.
Yep. Yeah, Parsons getting closer to 40.
Parsons will break that 40 mark.
Isn't he different than all those guys too in that what Dallas does with him especially?
Yeah.
I don't know how the Bills would ever use him if this dream ever became about that he gets used in like every different spot.
How badly does Dan Campbell want to get his hands on Micah Parsons in Washington?
Dan Campbell would probably love.
Not Dan Campbell. I mean,
who are you thinking?
Who's Washington's coach? Was their defensive coordinator?
Oh, Dan Quinn.
Dan Quinn. I apologize. Yes, Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn wants to get his hands on him.
In the division would be tough.
Yeah,
but Lamb, though. What's Lamb? Is Lamb final year? Is he already fifth year option? I gotta look. He is. He's one of the five best receivers in football now. Like he's finally ascended to that.
Yes.
He is in the fifth year option.
Okay.
So we're talking about a quicker timeline for him. But he's also the receiver, and if you are intent on keeping the quarterback around, which one are you going to pick? I mean, you're going to take away his number one receiver? Really, I kind of can't believe he makes that comment because it's so early in the process. Why? What do you have to lose for talking about, like, oh, these guys are going to be Cowboys for life? No one's going to hold you to that if you don't keep one in 3 years. So that's why it's weird to me that the Cowboys are already talking like this. Lamb, though, man, they are just... They are not set up to lose him. Do you know who their number two receiver is right now? It's Brandon Cooks. He feels like he's 36. I think he's only like 31. I guess Diggs, everyone thinks Diggs is going there next year, right? I mean, I guess that would be a move they could make. But I think Lamb might be more reasonable, and that's the position, right? That's the position. It would have to go...
How is this... This can't be right.
What?
I'm looking at Dallas's salary cap in 2025. It says they've got $64 million in cap space. They
have... they're keeping these guys. What are they going to do?
They have all of 21 plus 2 plus 2 plus 1. They've got all of $28 million in guaranteed salary as a team in 2025. Here's the thing. Okay, so... This year, right now, they have $12 million in cap space. They've got, Dak at $55 million, DeMarcus Lawrence at $20 million, CeeDee Lamb counts for $17 million, Zach Martin $15 million. In 2025, they do have Dak under contract in 2025, it looks like, right? Yes. So his cap number is $40 million, which is nothing. No guaranteed salary. And they've got...
it's a void year. That's a void year. They have to pay him. He's UFA. That's
okay, it's
works.
A void. Yes. Okay, yeah.
So he'll be a free agent.
Four guys on void years. DeMarcus Lawrence, Zach Martin, Dak Prescott, and Brandon Cooks all on void years.
So right now, Dak Prescott is not under contract for next season. He would be a free agent next March. So they have to do something there. They have to do something there.
And he's going to get $60 million.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Are we sure...
He's making more than Trevor Lawrence. Let's put it that way.
Do we think any of it is dependent on what kind of season they have?
No.
Because they are... They're kind of like the Leafs for me for this. They are absolutely the Leafs. Every regular season for really as long as Dak Prescott has been there. And there's a little bit of how many times are we going to let this group go at it in the playoffs and not get it done? You know, I tend to think that's usually a dumb way of thinking. Look how good this team was. Point differential, one of the best teams in the league last year. DVOA, they were number one. Like, this was a great football team last year. But then they got to the playoffs and they got smacked. At home, they got smacked by the Packers. And if you come back again next year, and you might be great again, but then you get to the postseason where the games matter most, and you're the Dallas Cowboys with Jerry Jones, and you get smacked again, then like someone's falling on the sword. I tend to think the coach would have to be the number one there, and you wouldn't extend that to the quarterback also. But they could. They could say, hey, you know what, Dak? We gave you how many years? 2016 was his first year. Dak, we gave you 8 years to do this, and you didn't do it. So we're doing something else. Like, you're good. We think you're a great quarterback, but we gave you a decade. That's enough. Enough's enough. I think a Jerry Jones run organization too could also get there, but it would probably have to come with another really embarrassing playoff failure.
Let me ask you this: he's not going to get tagged. So if he's not signed by the end of this year,
why would you assume he?
They're not going to tag him again
because they already tagged him once.
Yeah, they're not going to tag him again.
I just made the case for maybe they'd say like we gave you a shot. I don't know.
They don't.
Anything's
tag him
on the table.
All right, let's assume they don't tag him. He becomes a UFA next year.
Oh, 60 mil for sure then.
60 million.
If he hits the open market, it's definitely
he would be the best quarterback to hit the open market since Brady?
Brady.
What, did he even really hit the open market? Not really,
right? He took meetings, right? He said on that HBO...
He took meetings before he was allowed to take meetings.
Well, he did that with the Dolphins. That's why they lost the first. Brady cheating again, by the way, involved in the cheating scandal. Brady said in the shop on HBO a couple years ago, remember this clip went viral, that he wanted to meet with somebody, and the team said, no, we'd rather stick with our quarterback.
San Fran?
And he said, you're really going to stick with that bleeping guy?
San Fran?
I think we found out that ended up being Derek Carr.
Yes.
It was the Raiders.
Yes.
Brady is right though,
but let me ask you this.
That's the last. Like,
Isn't that where he goes?
Who?
If Dak becomes a free agent, he goes right to the Raiders.
Okay, I could see it. How many? Well, while we're on this, I kind of like this exercise. How many different starting quarterbacks will there be in 2025? Which teams will be? Is this the final year that they're on their guy?
I think one way or another, it's probably, well...
Evan, throw some NFL music up real quick. We can do this lightning round. Quarterbacks that are going to be onto a different quarterback 1 year from today. Ready? So you can quick yeses and nos, and then if we are close on it, we could debate it. Bills, no. Dolphins. Are they onto a different quarterback 1 year from today?
No.
Patriots?
No.
Jets?
No.
Rodgers again? I think that one I would say yes to. They're going to eat each other alive.
He's
going
to be there next year.
All right.
Yeah. No.
Ravens.
No.
Bengals.
No.
Browns. The only thing there is the contract locks them in.
No.
Steelers.
Yes.
That'll be interesting, right?
Dak.
They're going to win 8 games again. They're not going to be able to draft one.
Right.
Dak in Pittsburgh. Texans, no.
Nope.
Colts, no.
Nope.
Jaguars, no.
Nope.
Titans.
No.
You're a Will Levis guy? I hope he's good. He's a crazy pro. I don't want him to be too good, though.
I hope he's good, too, because I got him in Scott Fishbowl. I could really use him.
Denver. Nope. Rookie.
Nope.
Chiefs.
Nope.
Raiders.
Nope. Yes.
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 Chargers.
Nope.
Harbaugh's a crazy person, too. Just saying. Cowboys.
Yes.
We're saying yes?
Yes.
All right. Giants. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. But
Philly, no.
Write it in freaking ink.
Yeah.
The Giants will be on a new
Philly,
quarterback.
No. Washington,
Philly,
no.
Washington, no. Chicago, no.
Nope.
Lions, no.
Nope.
Packers, no.
Nope.
Although Love's a free agent. They'll get that done. How much would he make on the open market?
60.
70.
He would be coveted.
Vikings, no. Rookie. Atlanta, I mean, it's one of the two.
So, no, because they exist on the roster. Both quarterbacks exist.
Cousins or it's Penix.
Yep.
Panthers. That could be 2 years and done, right?
Absolutely.
If it's really bad again?
If it's what it was last year, yes, but mark it.
All right. Saints.
Yes.
How is it not? Is that the least interesting team in the league?
Super.
Yeah.
Well, I saw a comment about, was it another player from another team talking about the Saints and how nobody there in that locker room actually believes they're a Super Bowl contender? Nobody believes they're contending.
They're smart people. That's the dullest team in the league
right now. And they're the franchise in arguably the worst position salary cap-wise for the next 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah, they're finally paying for it.
Oh, they are paying the troll.
All right, so new quarterback next year for them?
Yep.
Bucks?
No.
I agree. Cardinals? No.
Nope.
Rams? He's getting a little older. There's some contract stuff with him. Stafford wants more money, much more guaranteed money. But they haven't done it.
Say yes.
They'll be on to a new one?
Yes.
I think I'd bet against that. It's not impossible, though. Niners? No.
No.
And Seahawks? Yes.
Yes.
I think we named like 7 teams.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys were one of them. At least for you. Actually, I have a bet on the bet board. Oh, 2026 we get. Dak Prescott over under 3.5 years with Dallas. And that bet is from a couple years ago. So week one, 2026. I said over, Sal said under. So I bet Sal a couple years ago that he would be their quarterback going into 2026.
So you're about to lose two bets.
Right now, I don't like my odds.
Yeah, you're about to lose the other bet that we bet on Thursday, too.
Because that's not just for next year. Sal gets 2 more years for him to be gone.
I'm lucky we locked that bet in before Stephen Jones went on and said it would take Houdini to get this done.
The cash-out option for me right now is below $20.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll come back and wrap things up. Jody Biasi, Nate Geary. Sal's coming up with the Extra Point Show here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.